So we mentioned in the last number of Shiurim that the Machlokas of Rishon, that the Mishnah Berurah here refers to regarding why a person in the morning has to wash his hands and recite the Bracha L'Tehillat Tzedakah. We mentioned the Rush quoted here by the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph that it's Yadayim Maskaniyos. The Rush writes both in the Chubas and also in the his Perush on Maseches Brachas, it's inevitable while a person is sleeping, you're going to come into contact with parts of your body that are not clean, and therefore your hands will be not nikios, and you won't be able to daven. And that's the reason why Chazal Mesakim, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Tiknu Bracha al Hanatila v'Kriya Shema v'Litvila. The Rashba, quoted there by the Mishnah Berurah, offers a different reason for this takana, that every morning when Hashem is Brach, restores our neshamas, we become kibriya chadasha. We're like newly created. And we're ready to serve Hashem. So just like Kohanim have to wash their hands in the morning in order to sanctify themselves, to be able to do the avodah, the Beis Hamikdash, so too, our avodah sayom has to begin in a similar kind of fashion. So the accepted halacha says in Mishnah Berurah, in the end of Sivkot and Aleph, kishnei atamim lechumra le'inyan netila. We paskin like both. It means if either the Rosh or the Rashba deem it necessary that we should wash our hands, so then the halacha is that we go ahead and wash our hands, but only we say a bracha if the washing would be required by both the Rosh and the Rashba. As far as the actual Nitiyas Yadayim that we do, whether it's Lefi HaRosh or whether it's Lefi HaRashba, but as far as the bracha, that would depend on both positions, the Rosh and the Rashba. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah also says La Loch at the end, the last line, in Lober and Tesadai and Kodamat Fila, Shulay Varech Alacha Tfila.
So, if we don't have both Rishonim, then it's a Sufik Brachos Haka?
Yeah. So, yesterday we mentioned that there's a question regarding women. What about women washing their hands in the morning before davening? So, we quoted the Chubas Masi Elio of Hagoyim Dain Folks, the Hatzag de Bracha, that he explains that the whole basis for this chiyuv is mishum tefillah. And actually the Mishnah Berurah mentioned this a number of times, as he writes over here, kodim tefillah, that's the obligation to go ahead and wash one's hands. So since the whole chiyuv is chal mishum tefillah shachris, so certainly according to the Rosh, that the whole chiyuv is because of yadai maskaniyos, and we can't approach Hashem in kriyas shma tefillah, so there's no question. But even according to the Rashba, that is based on this concept of Bria Chadosha and similar to the Kohanim in terms of their avod in the morning. So unless a woman davens Kriyashma or Shmona Esrei, she would not be obligated b'chuyav al pidin to go ahead and wash her hands. However, a woman, let's say, who fulfills the mitzvah tefillah the way the Magen Avraham quoted it, namely that based on the Rambam, that the chiyav d'araisa tefillah is shelach b'kosher vodah. So the Magen Avraham mentions, and we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik, the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, that one can be yotze with Moda Ani Lefanecha, that's Hodah, Melech HaVikayim is Shevach, and then she'll simply add Bakosha, and then you yotze the Din Daraisa. So a woman who actually is yotze the Chiv Daraisa Tefillah, either by saying Birchas HaShachar or any other Bakosha, so then she'll wash her hands without making a bracha. But in the Isha Yisrael, I referred to it yesterday, he writes, Gam Noshim Yecholos Avarech Bracha L'Tziyas Yadayim B'Shachris, Afilu Imhein Eina Mispalagos. Even if they only suffice with a tefillah and some short bakosha, they can go ahead and make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Because again, certainly if a woman says kriyas shema or davening shmoneh esrei, there's no question to be able to make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Because the bracha of al netilas yadayim, as we said, is niskan, as Mishnah Berurah writes, for the purpose of tefillah. But again, according to the Magen Avraham there in Siman Vav, that even when she says only, let's say, birchas hashacha, she says it all the way till hagomah chasenu tovim le'amo Yisrael. She finishes that bracha. So even under those circumstances, she'd be able to go ahead and, as I mentioned, the brachas are bimkom tefillah, and therefore she should be able to make the bracha al netilas yadayim. And even if a person, a woman, let's say, would be yotzeh mitzvah tefillah with a tefillah tzara, she could still make the bracha because it's considered to be like tefillah, and therefore it's netilah before tefillah. And we mentioned also yesterday the Bach, that the Bach actually does not agree with a lot of that which we discussed till now. The Bach and Siman Dalet points out that the reason why we make a vow is Amahoga Shalaylam. People wash their hands in the morning, and therefore, as a result, just like all the other brachas, we have a litany of brachas of Rechas HaShachar that the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Samach, namely the whole list, the entire list of brachas that the Gemara mentions are Minhoga Shalaylam. So also, on the Tesed Daim is also a bracha on the Hagash HaLoilam, and therefore even those people who are not going to say Kriya Shema, are not going to daven Shemoneh Esrei, will still make the bracha about the Tesed Daim. And therefore, if you look at Sivkat Yud here, in the Mishnah Berurah actually mentions, with reference to women, that he writes, Lahalocha, he tells you that we should be Mazir Noshim, we should be careful to actually, that women should be told, Lirchotz Yadeha, in order to remove Ruach Ra. Because we also mentioned the Gemara in Shabbos that there's another issue of Ruach Ra. Take a look at Sivkot Yud. Here's where the Mechaber, going on the Mechaber, they're supposed to wash your hands three times. Lahabi Ruach Ra Shashar Alehem. So here, the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Sivkot Yud quotes the practice of the going to wash four times. The fourth time is Lahabri Amaim Shinitmu, and then he says, Sorech Lahazil Lanoshim Sheizor and Tias Radayim Gimel Pom Beserugim, Gimoran Noshim, the Gam Kihem Besakno Samacholim Shelo Yitamun Bidehem, because they're the ones generally who are involved in food preparation, therefore the issue is they might come and be Matami Chasashom, the Macholim Bidehem. So again, this is based on this concept of Ruach Ra, which is the third idea that's mentioned by the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that since there's Ruach Ra that rests on one's hands in the morning, and it can only be removed, the Gemara says, when you wash your hands three times in succession. So, as we'll discuss, Mitzvah Hashem. So this third reason for washing in itself does not require a bracha, because it's only Mishum Sakon. In general, we don't make a bracha if something is Niska Mishum Sakon. Mishnah Berurah actually points this out, that in here in Simchon Ches, he tells you that even though we take this reason to account, we were worried about this issue of Ruach Ra, and that's what Mishnah Berurah writes, but Chazal would not have required, just because of Ruach Ra, just because we want to remove the Ruach Ra, that one would have a takana of the Tias Yadai. So the real reason is that the Rosh of the Rashba. Take a look at Sivkot and Ches. The Yedakte, Kichutz me'atam ha'eskar, Sivkot and Alam, Shetzorak Lito Yadam, Lutzpilo, Tzorak Lito Gam, Mishum Ruach Ra, Hashor Alay Yadai. This is the third reason he mentioned by the Rishon, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, on Kuv Ches, Achecha da Nitilo, Mishum Ruach Ra, Levad, Lo Yim Misaktem al Zeh Bracha. So we need the Rosh and the Rashba, because that alone will not suffice to go ahead and make a bracha for the Tias Yadayim. We also referred yesterday to the Chidah. The Chidah indicates that the question about washing the hands of young children in the morning in order to remove the Ruach Ra. So this is a position also cited here by the Mishnah Berurah. The question is what age? That's what we mentioned. What age would we require Mitam Chinuch that a young person should be obligated to be engaged in Tias Yadayim. And the age of Chinuch, of course, generally is based on the Gemara says, the Fi Churfa, depends on the intellect, depends upon the maturity of the child, where the child is at. So, essentially, Mishnah Berurah actually, later on, Mishnah Berurah writes in Shin Mem Gimel, that's what Mishnah Berurah discusses it, in the Dinim of relating to Chinuch, he talks about every child is different in regard to Chinuch, and so essentially we assume that here there's a fundamental machlokes. Some people, we mentioned a makbid, that the moment the bris milah occurs, they're going to go ahead and make sure that their children are going to have their hands washed. It's some 8 days old. I mentioned that the mother of the Chazon Ish, I read in one of the biographies of the Chazon Ish, that she was makbid the moment he was born. She was makbid actually to wash his hands. But I think the general practice is to be mekel, to be lenient with reference to children under the age of chinuch. But certainly, the way the, as I mentioned, some poskim indicate much earlier, namely the way the Chazon Ish, the way his mother behaved, or the way others say from the time of bris milah. But generally speaking, we assume that less than the age of chinuch, there's no chiyum the Tias Yadayim. Eventually, I heard from Hagoyne Yitzhak Kamenetsky, I also quoted now, in Embassy Yaakov, I saw it found there in the Sefer, it's Rav Mufureshet. And once a child is old enough to recite Sukkim from the Torah or answer Amen, then the parents should make sure that the hands are washed properly. And again, I mentioned also from the Ben Ish Chai that there's an obligation for a woman to wash her children's hands, even when they're infants. And we'll speak about that in a little bit. But generally speaking, as I said, the Litvisha, Ashkenazic approach to this matter, for what I can see, and what I've observed in many years, and it's actually more or less summarized by the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Oldenburg, Zatzal. So he summarizes there that the obligation begins at the age of chinuch, and clearly the age of chinuch is not the ages that I've discussed till now, although I'm not going to read to you. I went actually to look, which I didn't discuss yesterday, but I'll discuss it now. I'll just first mention that sometimes children are going to balk and not going to be happy about the fact that you're compelling them, coercing them. They're very, very young. And therefore, I don't think that at that point in time, even though the chatzilah, you're going to try to somehow incentivize it and try to convince them to do it, but I don't think it's at that point, a very, very young age that we mentioned earlier, that's not the age of chinuch regarding this halacha of Alat Yasadayim. Now, I mentioned just now that the Gemara Shabbos that the Mishavura refers here to, the Katsu of Ruach Ra. So now the Gemara says that you can't touch certain parts of your body before you wash your hands, because the Ruach Ra, the Gemara says, can cause damage to the body. Look in Sif Gimel here. It's Simen Dalet Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Lo Yiga B'Yodo Kodin Natiru Lepeh V'lo La'Chetem V'lo La'Aznayim V'lo La'Einayim. You're not supposed to go ahead and come into contact with different parts of your body, can cause apparently damage. The Gemara says that you shouldn't touch food or drink, because maybe, God forbid, that Rahman al-Litzlan, the Gemara says a person could become blind or deaf, or a person could become mute, and the like. Rashi, the Mishavura here, take a look, quotes his Gemara. He says, in Sidkot Yud Aleph, Kodim Natil Mishavruach Ra Shoal Yadayim, Yuchal Ahazik, Leil Oei Vorin, Lo Dei Naim, Yesh Li Zor, Afilu Agabe Einim Bachut, Simef Shalom. So he quotes even further in Sifkot Yud Gimel, because this is going on in Mechaber and Dalit. Afil mishanot al yado lo yimashmesh b'fi atava astovit shemidios al de tachtonios lo yiga b'mokem makoza shemish v'shayad mazid chabura. Again, the Mishavura goes on to explain the potential damage that could occur. Kodem natil yesh osu midiga b'fi atava asavilu b'mikra v'chein la'ama b'mokem hanekev afilu monosoi v'chein kagam b'mokem nekev makoza. So essentially, Mishavur is telling you that because of Ruach Ra, Rahman Litzlan, that a person can damage different Egorim in his body. And that's exactly what the Mechaber here quotes. As I mentioned, this is the Gemara and Shabbos. That's the way the Rishonim explained that Gemara and Shabbos. So because of that, the people are nizah, people are careful. But the Gemara, as I mentioned also, the question of what walking before, prior to washing. So the only restriction that the Gemara has is not to touch food, or not to touch drink, or not to touch different orifices of the body. But the Zohar is exceptionally makpid. The Zohar says that one is not allowed to walk dalan amas while the Ruach Ra resides in the hand prior to the Tehillas Yadayim. And if you do so, Yechai Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Mishnah Berurah is very careful, it doesn't call the end of the Zoya, the beginning. We saw it actually earlier, the earlier Simonim. But it says in Zoya, Yechai Bisu De Shamayim. That's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. And many tzaddikim were very careful because of that. They prepared Negel Basa, means a basin of water by their bed, in order that the Ruach Ra should be able to be, they should rid themselves the Ruach Ra very quickly. So now I just want to share with you what I was looking actually. I heard from Chassidus Sharov, who I happen to be friendly with, so he told me I should look into a number of Svarim, and then at the end he actually sent me a copy of these Svarim and know that I should see it. So I'll just read one or two. They're so medaktik, let's say, Noam Elimelech, Igros HaKodesh, very, very medaktik, ad kedei kach, not even putting their feet on the ground before washing their hands. I want to read to you a few Lashonis that I have not read till now. The Sefer Igra de Pirka, Kabbalah meis kvod dodi zekeni saba kadisha mushum zusha. Adain rashoim lelef dal ramas b'lein netila b'shachris. Amar huzal diyesh nizor shela hatzi gvaglov al aretz b'lein netila. Don't put your feet on the ground before you wash your hands. Ki b'hatzi gvaglov al aretz b'lein netila. Azay chas v'shalom kol hayom. The entire day, hara, referring to this ruach ra, this nevshah b'hamis, rodef achrav la'asiso. He's going to pursue you, to entice you. Yom alzeh remez, he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Vav. Yisyatzev al derech lo tov, ra lo yimas. And he cited to me a number of other Chassidus Shegdolei Yisrael have a similar kind of position. the Garin Mikamarna, in the same called Shulchan HaTorah. Again, I have his Lashon, he sent it to me. Miyad Kishayer Mishnaso, Ba'odo Shochet Bemito Yito Yodav Lo Yamor Aragla Belin Netila. Don't place your feet on the ground before you wash your hands. Again, the citation from the Zohar, the Chai Misa de Shamayim. I'll tell you maybe one or just two more if you want to hear. The Sefer Kedosh Yisrael. Even the Rebbe, the Admor, the Chavad of Atzmo, went ahead and apparently brought water from the Tzias Yadayim. One of his grandchildren asked him, "Madua matriach atzma hasaba lahavishlan hasamayim? Halonu chalageshet beatzmeinu? We can ourselves go and get the water to wash our hands." Sharei ein arba amos ad mekom amayim miteras hagisha ad hasham. So of course the response was, "What? You can't put your feet on the ground till you go ahead and wash. You make sure you nozel yadayim because we rach ra." And so this seems to be, according to the Chassidisha Peskim, not only a commendable kind of Eitzah, not only an advisable kind of Eitzah, but kanirah even a Chiyuv. However, my observation, although I can't really say I've observed people, because I'm not there in their homes, but my understanding is that most people do not adhere to this Pesach. And you take a look at the Eliyahu Rabba, I found that he says explicitly that many Yireim, Shleimim, people who are God-fearing people, do not necessarily put a basin of water by their beds. And again, they, as I said, the Heterim I already mentioned earlier about the Mishnah Berurah. If you recall, one Heterim quotes from the Shulz Yaakov, Shari Tshuva quotes it as well, that we consider to be Besa Kedal Ramaz Dami. It's a Gemara in Arabic. The question is, what does that mean? And there's a big machlokes about the Havana of that Gemara in Erevin. But according to that opinion, you can walk around the room before washing. Let's say basically means called Chadorecha. The entire Ched is considered to be a Saz of Dal Ramas. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that the only Mishas HaTzchak, because that's not so poshut, can you rely on this position. But the second Hetzer, as I mentioned already once or twice, goes back to the days of the death of the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, that the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, he was born in 1700 and then died in 1749, Iyanti Bazeh. So the Ger Tzedek, known as Count Potocki Tutski, he was a Polish nobleman. He became a Ger, he converted, and he was burned at the stake by the Roman Catholic Church because he had renounced Catholicism and became a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, became an observant Jew. He wandered around, and there's a Masoira Kabbalah, I mentioned it yesterday, and I heard this from Hagoyen Rav Avraham HaKohen Pam Zatzal, and also from and quoted his name, that there's a Masera that the Goyen said when the Ger Tzedek was killed, he was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim to such a degree that as a result of his Kiddush Hashem, that Ruach Ra of walking down Amos, living to Yasodayim, according to the Zohar, person's Chai Misa, that was diminished. It underwent the diminution as a result of Kiddush Hashem, that this Ger, that he did the act of Kiddush Hashem. Now I heard from Rav Devin Sol Shlita, and I had not mentioned this, but I heard the name of, he said, the name of Shlomo Zalman Rebbe Zatzal, that this Masera that we have in the Goyin, that the Ruach Ra was nullified when this Ger Tzedek was Niftar, namely regarding walking down Lamas without the Tzedek Dayim. So in effect, this Masera that we have applies only to that which is mentioned in the Zohar. So the Zohar says, if you walk down Lamas without the Tzedek Dayim, then you have Misa. But it's not relevant to that which is found in the Talmud Babli. Namely, it says in the Talmud Babli, as we just read the Mechaber over here, and that's supposed to touch different parts of your body, different orifices of your body. So therefore, since this halacha is found, or this din, halacha is found in the Zohar, there's a reason to be made of. But again, the Mishnah Berurah does not quote this kula. It's not found in the classic poskim, but this is the Masera that we have in the name of the Nilgai. Now, I'll just summarize one last thing that we discussed yesterday, which is really a lengthy Bir Halacha, but you can see actually part of the Bir Halacha over here in Siman Dalet, the Memasa Filos Atzvacha. But I'll summarize it in Sivkot and Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. We have Sivkot and Dalet, which we didn't read yet. So here, the Mishnah Berurah more or less summarizes this Halacha, namely when to do it. That's what we discussed yesterday. A relatively stagman asafek, person does not know what to do. It means a person, because the Ramah says, even without asiyas suachim, you say ashe yotzar, the chenagu, says the Mishabura, someone wants to somehow free himself from this suffek. So you wash your hands three times, and then you go to the use the facility. Then you're going to make the bracha sheyotzar. You should wait to make Amtias Yadayim. Only you have to use the lavatory, use the facility. Sometimes you have to use the facility initially when you wash your hands. That's what we mentioned yesterday, that when to recite the bracha, so the chayodon, and not just the chayodon, he quotes afterwards that ayin shom tamo, achakach matzasi, v'sev v'maiserash, shekin ha'inayigan grozal, v'ayin b'vira lochom. So this is a very significant machloket, because over here as well, as I pointed out, that there's a machloket between the chayodon and the gro on the one hand, that the Mishnah quotes here at Sivkot Dalet, and the Shari Tshuva, the Chashuach, and they claim you should say the bracha immediately after using the bathroom for the first time. That's their position. The Shari Tshuva, the Chashuach, but Mishnah Berurah here quotes very clearly. This is what he elaborates on the Sifkon Dal. We read part of it yesterday, namely in the Bi'a Halacha, that the Bi'a Halacha comments regarding when one should make the bracha. So the Bi'a Halacha here at the end is sonich on the Chayodam and the Vilna Goyim, that if after having gone to the bathroom, you'll still won't be ready for davening, you'll have to go to the bathroom another time before davening, and that's usually common. The person wakes up a long time before davening. People get up to learn daf yomi or some other limud that they're involved in, and there may be sometimes half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it may be, before they go to daven, as in my situation over here. So therefore, to me, we're Baruch Hashem, we daven here day 30, we're makbid on the Kriya Shema of the Gro. I have to be makbid on the Kriya Shema of the Avram. And usually I'm ready to daven around 5:30, quarter to 6. But whatever the case is, it said that person should wash without a bracha upon waking up. And then he says here, wash a second time without a bracha after you go to the bathroom the first time. And then wash a third time with the bracha on Tzias Yadayim when you're ready for davening after you went to the bathroom a second time. This seems to be the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, who adds that you should then, at that point, recite the bracha of Asher Yatzar and the rest of the bracha. So I saw in the Halicha Shlomo, that's how Shlomo Zalman and Orbach Zatzal also paskins. So again, I'm just indicating that that this entire discussion, even though, as I said, the Yoch HaShulchan and Shari Tshuva disagree, I'll just read to you part of the Yoch HaShulchan that I didn't mention yesterday. Yoch HaShulchan, Siman Dalet, says you can make a bracha right away, even according to the Rosh. Ra'isi, he says, L'gdolim shetofsu l'ldas ha-rosh behechreyach lahasmich bracha zo l'tfila dafka. There are some who are very redacting. We mentioned the Chayon and the Gro, Kevin Shanisker and Mishon Tfila. He quotes the Rosh, the Shel Shubas Rosh, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Torah quotes in Sivim Mem Zayim, Vizel HaShono, HaMashkin Lil Mel Kodem Alosh HaShachar. What does he say in the Rosh? The person gets up to learn early in the morning. Yivarach HaMatiyas Yodayim Vashay Yotzar. So it's the Aruch HaShulchan, Vary Adayin Yenuz Man Tfilo. You get up before Alosh HaShachar. Before the time for Davni, you can't Davni before Alosh HaShachar. But you can't daven alos hashachar, so he got much earlier, and he said you should make the bracha on the tzadayim asher yotza. Kach pasak harosh says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not the zman tefila. Who yoshev lilmo v'im kolzim bevarach on the tzadayim elavadai itakonas habracha hoisem mishum tefila. Ach tiknua sheyivarcha miyad bekuma mimitaso. His understanding from the Rambam and the Gemara is that you should make the bracha immediately once you get up. As I said to you, that this argument would also apply to when a person wakes up, let's say you don't have to use the washer, but you need the washer later on, before davening. According to Chayyadim, you're only going to recite the bracha, you have to use the washer, you're ready to daven. According to Shari Tshuva, you recite the bracha, you have to wash your hands when you wake up. So this is a classic machlokes, and I'll just mention at the end that some Ashkenazim have a custom to wash their hands in their home, not say a bracha, go to shul, and then in shul they go ahead and they'll say, I think the Yekis do this. Then they'll recite the brachas of Tzias Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, and the rest of Brachas Hashachar before davening. That's what the Rambam writes here in Siman Vav. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Achronim agree, the proper approach is to recite the Baruch Tehillah Shel Hayom at home. Meanwhile, you have to wash your hands. But again, Mishnah Berurah passes the halacha. If you forget to recite the Baruch Tehillah Shel Hayom before davening, so then you're not allowed to recite it for sure after davening. Okay. I